Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook from an award-winning chef in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. And let's get untamed. Why not? So one thing that I absolutely can't stand, and I know a lot of you out there, a lot of you real foodies out there who really appreciate food as much as I do, have to feel the same way, is when you go to a restaurant and you have overcooked vegetables. And it is a constant reminder every single day that we all need to be training a little bit harder in the kitchen, or more importantly, focusing on proper kitchen times and techniques. Here is a proper way to do a saute. Now remember, saute is exactly what? It's high heat and it's low fat. So realistically speaking, the natural moisture inside of our vegetables should be cooking themselves. And this is no different, this simple technique that is going to help every single one of you to not only be better in the kitchen, but to just be more efficient whenever you're cooking up anything at all. So the technique is real simple. We're going to get our pan, and I'm going to put this to medium-high heat. Now, if we put it to high heat is way too high. Medium-high heat is that perfect of where we want to be able to cook the vegetables thoroughly, but also still be able to put a good sear on our vegetables. And this is so important because this is a step that most people misunderstand and don't fully appreciate until their vegetables are just overcooked all the time. So what I do first is I get my saute pan. I like to use about a good 10-inch saute pan. Next step is to add in my fat. I'm going to use 2 tablespoons of olive oil. That's it. Salt and pepper to taste is going to go right on the bottom of the pan. And this is important because we want to make sure that we don't have to put any more seasoning on top of the vegetables that are going to go into the pan. There's going to be more than enough salt and pepper that's going to go into that mixture for this first go. I'm going to use 1 cup, and all my vegetables are 1 inch thick. Very, very important that you remember that. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to use squash or zucchini, whatever you want to call it. 1 inch thick. We're gonna do our onions. I want those to be 1 inch in length, but definitely not 1 inch thick. And I use 1/4 cup of onion. The next step I'm going to use is sweet peppers. And I love those little mini organic sweet peppers that you could get right now. They're all over the place. They're phenomenal. And I want to make sure to have those cut 1 inch thick in length as well. I'm gonna put these into my pan, and literally, as soon as they hit the pan, you're going to start hearing them sizzle. They're going to be making a bunch of beautiful noises. It's going to smell incredible. And all I'm going to do is let them sit for 30 seconds on one side, 30 seconds on the other, turn off the heat, put a lid on top for 1 minute, serve immediately. For this and many more of my recipes, check me out at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez. You could call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.